trying to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get that bitch some act right. Act right. Act right. Money don't fold, is that act right? Act right. Act right. Nigga playing games, get that act right. Going.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl B back with another episode of The Damn Truth. That song there that you heard at the top of the show was Yo Gotti featuring Young Jeezy and YG, Act Right. So today we're going to have a little church. We're going to use Act Right as the backdrop for our sermon. So Act Right basically means to get it together, to get your life right, to act right, to do what you're supposed to do, to stop acting out of order. And so what we're talking about today is Jonah chapter 4 and Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. So we're having this conversation about Jonah. So Jonah runs away. God gets in his ear and was like, yo, I need you to come back. I need you to help me out. I need you to go to the city. And I need you to tell the people in the city that if they don't get some act right, they will be destroyed. So Jonah thinks real hard about this. And he's like, cool, God, I got you. I'm headed over there now. I'm going to have a conversation with him. I'm going to let him know what you said, and then I get back to you. So Jonah goes to the city, tells the people they got to get some act right, or God's going to come in and destroy the city. So I guess the people, they contemplate, and they're like, you know what? We're going to get our lives together. We're going to follow God. And so as soon as it happens, as soon as they make the decision, God shows them mercy. And Jonah is pissed. He's like, really, God? They were off the chain. They didn't know how to act. And just like that, without them proving to you that they were actually going to sustain this act right, you show up, show them mercy, and everything is all good. And you don't even know how long it's going to last. Like, that's really what we're doing? And God is like, yep, that's exactly what I'm doing. And so what's the lesson? The lesson is God is merciful. The same mercy he showed the people in this lesson, he will show you. All you have to do is acknowledge him and repent for your sins. The second lesson is really about you. Why you mad, son? Like, you're the vessel. You're God's helpmate. Accept your role and don't hate. When he extends mercy to you, you're like, thank you. Don't the same people, other people need the same thing or deserve the same mercy? So the same mercy he showed you, he's going to show somebody else. And you should be happy for that, because you're doing this for him and for his glory, not for you and your glory. And you want everybody to understand, feel, and enjoy the mercy and God's goodness that you know to be true, because he shows it to you each and every day. God gives us new mercies every day. He extends grace to each one of us every day. Every morning there are fresh new mercies for each one of us. And so this was a lesson that I came up with several years ago when I was doing the Jonah Challenge, which essentially was reading the book of Jonah for 4 days. And in reading the book of Jonah, I was able to learn more about Jonah and how to manage anger and who God is. Like, you get to see who he is. And so through this lesson, I started to have a lot more compassion for people. And so it didn't matter to me who the people were or what the people had done. I had compassion for people because that's what God showed me through the chapter of Jonah. Through the book of Jonah, and this chapter in particular. So it came back to me last week when I was on the internet reading people going in on Erykah Badu because she supported R. Kelly during the Soul Train Awards. So, you know, she hosted the Soul Train Awards last week, and R. Kelly went on stage and performs, and people were going in, like, how could Erica support him? How could you, you know, how could she call him her brother nonetheless and rock out to his music? And then it was BET. We got to boycott BET because they aren't black owned and they don't care about black little girls because they let R. Kelly perform. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. Besides the fact that I feel like that's a real stretch of the imagination to take him performing to they don't care about little black girls being raped, I really just don't think that you can make that leap. But at the same time, if we go back to what the book of Jonah and this chapter in particular just taught us, God sees all sin the same. So the sin that you committed, that little white lie, is the same as the sin that R. Kelly committed, whether you like it or not. Again, Jonah didn't like what God was doing, but God doesn't have to ask us for approval. So at the end of the day, all sins are the same, whether you believe that or not. It's what the Bible says. All sins are the same. So the same mercy and favor that God showed you, he's showing R. Kelly and giving him a second chance at a career. And I'm not an R. Kelly fan, but I am a fan of God. And what I know that's the truth is the same mercy that God extended to you, he's extending to R. Kelly. And that, y'all, is the damn truth. So we have to live with it, whether we like it or not. If you're a Christian, that's just the way it goes. Favor isn't fair. And God's favor is what it is. It's absolute. Everybody gets favor the same way at the same time. I thank you for checking in to The Damn Truth this week. Come back next week. We'll have a new message for you. And we're going to be talking about SNAP benefits because it's time for us to snap back and get our lives back and stop letting the government control us. So check in next week. We're talking about SNAP benefits. And we're on iTunes, y'all. So tell all your friends to go and subscribe to The Damn Truth. Looking forward to talking to you next week. Peace.